And welcome into the playlist. You just heard Slam Donahue as they premiered their new single, Come On, Come On. For more information on the band, you can visit them on their Facebook, facebook.com/Slam Donahue. Welcome into the playlist. Coming up later in the program, we're going to be speaking with the drummer of the Glorious Veins, Wiggy, and we're going to be talking about their Kickstarter and how they got funded and kind of a lot of cool things. We're even going to be talking a little bit about temperature and sleeping. Before we get into that, let's hear Wind Me Up by Dressy's Bessies. For more information on the band, you can find them on their Facebook, facebook.com/DressyBessie.
Of the Glorious Veins. I'll be talking with Turtle next, but before that, here's Blue Like Crazy.
Crazy, why didn't you so blue-eyed crazy? And I destroyed the room with a bomb that I made deep inside of my body. I still like to think of you sometimes late at night. Blue eyed crazy, why didn't your soul? Or maybe make a pile, wait for a while, then burn it down to the core. Never have I ever screamed in the subway. Oh my God, blue-eyed crazy, wide in your soul. In a box, in a room filled with boxes. And I destroyed the room with a bomb that I made deep inside of my body. I still like to think of you sometimes late at night. Blue-eyed crazy, wide in your soul.
And you just heard Blue-Eyed Crazy by The Glorious Veins, which you can find on their Facebook, facebook.com/TheGloriousVeins. And with me on the phone is Wiggy. How I came about to find you guys was I came across the Kickstarter video. And in that video, you guys played a song, and it was really cool, and I wanted to help you out. So I went and I tweeted it and Facebooked it to help you guys out, for you guys and your project to have a new album. Yeah. And, you know, luckily, you know, and I'm not saying it was because of me, but I'm going to say it's because of me. But I'm going to, you know, but it's not. But you guys were able to actually fund your Kickstarter project, which is for your new album. Tell me about that experience.
I mean, we were really hesitant at first to use Kickstarter because of the backlash, some of the projects were just too outrageous, and they were giving outrageous rewards and stuff. And we studied it for a year before we even tried to use it. So it was good, man. I mean, you know, the response was overwhelming. I mean, we got our goal in like 2 weeks, so it was pretty awesome. Really positive, for the morale of the band and all,
You know what else was cool was that you guys raised $8,299. Does that does that irk you any bit because it is an even number, or are you a fan of that?
I mean, we were surprised we got overfunded in the first place, so we're so grateful to all those people, especially our friends and family who helped out.
Now, I know you guys lost your guys' van. Will any of this money go towards buying a new van?
We were planning when we got funded in 2 weeks. We were planning of telling people the money that exceeds your goal goes towards procuring a new van, because our van got stolen 2 months before we launched the Kickstarter. And we were planning a tour to the West Coast during the fall. And we were really positive about it. But when we found out our band got stolen, we just decided to make an album, it was a good move.
Oh yeah. Have you guys procured a new van?
No, man. I mean, we got to be able to, like, travel thousands of miles, you need, like, a reliable vehicle. And as of now, we don't have the funds to get that. You know, we just have enough funds to complete the album and make copies and send it to people who support it and all that. We still need, like, to raise more funds to get, like, the van and stuff. And we're trying to figure out how to do it. But we'll get there, you know.
Yeah, man. Good luck on that. Now, I know as part of the Kickstarter campaign, you guys were offering up you guys to do covers. Did that help you guys in growing this new album as far as playing those covers? Did that affect you guys in any way musically?
Not really, because we actually, when we launched our Kickstarter campaign, we had all our tracks, like, partially recorded already. But, you know, we didn't have enough money to complete it. So, you know, the covers didn't really affect the process of writing the songs, if that's what you mean, you know?
Okay, you know what? I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take another break, and we're going to hear a song. This is a Matt song.
Lovers
want to find out more about the Glorious Veins, log on to facebook.com/theGloriousVeins.
I don't need a lot of money. I'm homesick and lonely. Hold a mirror to me, honey. If I told you, would you even want me? Tell me now, you demand a weekend, even be friends. Everything just needs us back again, but you don't trust that I've tried. And I've opened up my eyes. Will you forgive me for the mess I've made, Rosebud? Please believe in me. You say you've lost your faith. When you blink, I cease to be. She said that you got a lot of nice pieces, but I can't hang on. It won't be long. Hang on. It won't be long. I don't need a lot of money. My heart aches, I'm haunted. Feel the shiver in Milwaukee. Your lakefront, she haunts me. Don't forget when we were 22 and so in love. Now you're flying off to Portugal with the rest of my bride. I should have figured out last time I was wasting all my lies on you, Rosebud. Please remember me, just not the way I was, but the way I want to be. She said that she's already been lost to me, but still I wait alone in Bushwick Stone. I mourn the loss of all our hope and dreams dissolved with no way.
And you're back on the playlist, and we just heard the song Rosebud by the Glorious Veins. And with me is the drummer, Wiggy. Oh, Wiggy, that's so weird. Tell me about that name. That's a interesting. Is that a nickname?
It's short for, like, Louis Guillermo. So, Louis Guillermo, Luigi. That's how they got it.
Okay.
My dad.
Your dad has quite the taste in... I guess names. What's your dad's name?
My dad's name is Michelangelo.
I know that you can sleep kind of... is this you? You could sleep anywhere. All you need is a blanket and comforter to sleep regardless of temperature. Can you explain more about this?
That's true. I mean, you know, I grew up in the Philippines, and it's like summer all year round, you know? It's like 80 to 90 degrees. So, and the States, it's not that bad, you know, except if you go to Vegas, which is really hot. I couldn't do that in Vegas, but around the East Coast when we were touring, I mean, we slept anywhere from, like, floors to, like, you know, tosses and shit.
I know that this next album that you guys raised money for, Savage Beat, you guys are going to actually do this on analog, right?
Yes, we're recording it in a 2-inch tape.
Tell me about coming to that decision and why.
We wanted to, like, sound like we were just playing in a club near your place, you know? And when you do it in analog, you have to be, like, you have to be spot on. So, I mean, I think, like, from what I've heard, the sound now is warmer, and it sounds live as opposed to, like, sounding so clean.
Was this a band decision?
Yeah. It was a band decision. You know, it's like, I mean, we've been a band for, like, 5 years, but we haven't really found our sound, but we're getting there, though. So, you know, we're continuously, like, trying different stuff and, you know, angles how to, like, make music.
Yeah, and what's really interesting is, you know, I went and I saw some of your guys' videos, and your look is extremely different from your sound, if that makes sense.
I mean, we try not to, like, think about that stuff, you know? We try not to sound like anybody. We try not to look like anybody. You know, we're just regular dudes, trying to play music, you know?
Well, I'm so glad that you guys were able to raise all the funds, and a big congrats to all your supporters for supporting.
Thank you so much, man.
Yeah, man. You know, and here's the thing, like, there's a lot of Kickstarters out there that fail, you know, and when you do raise all the funds, it is an accomplishment, and it shows that your guys' music is worth it, you know? So, you know, keep on doing what you're doing, and I think this is pretty much going to be a basic model for your band.
Hopefully, man. I mean, we can't wait to share the new album with everybody. I mean, we're so excited, and we're having so much fun making it. And at the same time, we're so thankful for everything, you know? You guys even reaching out is awesome. So, thank you.
No, thank you. And for more information on the band, make sure to visit them on their Facebook, facebook.com/Glorious Veins, The Glorious Veins. And I will have all the links so you can get a hold of them, as well as, like, for their Bandcamp and stuff like that. We are going to leave you now with Apartment. And thank you, Wiggy. And I look forward to talking to you once the album is out.
Thank you, sir. See you next year. Let's go. We'll be right back.
listen to new songs when you write. And though you never leave your apartment at night, we're headed for collision. For collision, so you'd better beware. It's all a farce. You make believe the river is shallow enough for the weeds. You may decide hold everything. Same old tune. I never sent it, but I wrote to you. You know I wrote to you. I never sent it, but I wrote to you. You know I wrote to you. I'll admit that I took you for granted. You put me in your head.
Hey, what's up? It's Turtle with Enter the Shell. And if you know a band or are in a band and want to be featured on Enter the Shell, email me personally, turtle@entertheshell.com. And since you're already there, you might as well log on to Enter the Shell and download our cornucopia of podcasts and check out the blogs as well. You know, just something to keep you occupied from your daily life.